Forbidden by Jacqueline Frank. Narrated by Exie Sands. Copyright 2012 by Jacqueline Frank. This unabridged audiobook is published by arrangement with Jacqueline Frank, care of Writer's House, LLC, and was produced in the year 2012 by Tantor Media, Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. Prologue. Present day, England.
Ow, ow, ow. And did I mention ow?
Kestra chuckled as she hurried to help the enormously pregnant woman trying to squeeze herself and half a dozen books and scrolls out of the demon archives situated in the basement of the Demon King's castle. Said Demon King, Noah, being Kestra's maid, and said castle being their home.
You would think, groused Isabella, a druid-human hybrid, that becoming half-nightwalker, a powerful, supremely gifted fast-healing species, would allow me to avoid things like an aching back and swollen ankles. But no.
Kestra was used to this complaining, and took it as good-naturedly as it was meant. And Kestra forgave Bella for whatever parts of it were not lightly meant. She could understand. Bella, like her demon husband, Jacob, was an enforcer. Normally, it was her calling to go out and kick ass, take some names, and keep errant demons from breaking demon law. But because of her present enceinte state, she was relegated to staying home and playing with her daughter, or hanging out in Noah's library and playing with ancient scrolls and manuscripts. Bella's overprotective demon husband, in his usual high-handed way, wouldn't hear of her stepping one foot outside the Demon King's protection while he was away doing his job. Jacob, Bella, and their daughter Leah had permanently moved into Noah's enormous castle a few months back, when Bella had suffered horribly debilitating side effects fighting the poisonous magic of necromancers, the beginning of a great battle culminating in the final capture of the traitor demon.